American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both holding rallies in Pennsylvania today on the eve of the election. Trump will hold two rallies while Harris will spend the whole day in the Commonwealth. It all comes as a new poll shows Harris and Trump dead even in the Keystone State. Trump campaign senior advisor Danielle Alvarez thinks Trump is doing well there.
Well, one of the interesting things about polls at this point is that we have early vote and vote by mail data that's coming in, especially in states with partisan voter registration. And so what we know in battleground state after battleground state is that we are performing better than we have in elections past. And so that's very promising.
Kamala Harris pitches a message of unity.
America is ready for a fresh start. Ready for a new way forward where we see our fellow American not as an enemy, but as a neighbor. Let's be true to what our campaign has been about from the very start, which is to be intentional about building community.
And that after these comments from her team last week.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women.
If you're voting for these Republicans, you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American.
Tudor Dixon is host of the Tudor Dixon podcast and former Michigan gubernatorial candidate. She says voters aren't seeing unity.
Well, I think right now it is a story of people looking for that unity ticket, and they're not seeing that in Kamala Harris. I was in Hamtramck, Michigan, and Holland, Michigan last night. In Holland, Michigan, I had a man who actually cried on my shoulder and said, I'm afraid that if they win, they're going to destroy my food truck. It's my only source of income. I'm just afraid they hate us so much. And those comments that you just played are the reason people are afraid. So Kamala Harris comes here yesterday with this unity message. That wasn't a unity message. That was a cleanup message. She knows that Republicans, the average voter on the ground right now, is afraid of what she will do to them and afraid of what the people on the ground have been told by her.
Kamala Harris's campaign has reportedly been airing pro-Israel ads in Pennsylvania, which has a large Jewish population, and ads promising peace in Gaza in Michigan, which has a large Muslim population. Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump.
They are totally phony and inauthentic. That's why you see Kamala Harris running two different versions of ads, some in Muslim populations and some in Jewish populations in states like Michigan. They're phony to the core. It's been a phony campaign from the beginning.
Kamala Harris dodged a question on Sunday if she voted for California's Proposition 36, a tough-on-crime ballot measure that increases sentences for certain drug and theft crimes.
How did you vote on Prop 36?
So my ballot is on its way to California, and I'm going to trust the system that it will arrive there. And I am not going to talk about the vote on that because, honestly, it's the Sunday before the election.
The anti-Trump bias in the mainstream media is getting out of hand, to the point that a few leftist journalists who have had no problem going after the former president in the past are trying to tap the brakes on some of their more Trump-deranged colleagues.
We've seen some examples of a return to honest journalism among all the malpractice in the closing weeks of the election. The latest example might be CNN's Jake Tapper, who was a vicious Trump antagonist during the former president's first term. Last week, he fact-checked Kamala Harris over this Trump line.
I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
Harris took the first line completely out of context and tried to make it apply to abortion, tweeting out, quote, Donald Trump thinks he should get to make decisions about what you do with your body, whether you like it or not.
When Trump said he was going to do something for women, whether they like it or not, whether the women like it or not, he was talking about protecting women, whether they like it or not.
He even stood up to his colleague, Karen Finney, who was on the panel at the time.
He's going to say something horrible, ridiculous, over the line.
So just quote it accurately.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.